there's probably a couple of them in BC, and probably a handful of them across Canada. Yeah, it's extremely valuable that the milling's in good condition. And with 300 ton per day, at say 15 grams per ton, which is lower than the historical grade that we've produced, that's about 45,000 ounces of potential output there per year. So we've drilled, these veins. We have the underground workings taking us straight into the end mine sections of the veins. We've extended all the past producing vein systems, which there are four of them that we know of so far. So we'll continue to expand those, and we'll also gonna potentially be looking for blind discovery of paralleling stacked veins, which in our district they can occur every 400 to 600 meters, and we have a 9 kilometer strike length, and also potential for stacking, which could be multiple of these veins.
Marco Rock, Cassiar Gold, good afternoon to you, my friend. What's going on?
Good morning, Andy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You just had a good run here. You just raised some money. Tell me about it. Let's talk about it.
In terms of the share price, the run's been good. I think we're up maybe in the last 12 months, 170%, which is not bad. But I think the best is still yet to come. I'm a lot more excited about the next 12 months than I was 12 months ago.
Yeah, okay, so you raise this money, and over the next 12 months, what's this money going to be used for, and what's the strategy behind it?
So we just we announced almost a couple of weeks back, $5.6 million financing, 76 cents share price flow through, and he also has a warrant that is conditional on a strategic transaction happening at Cassiar South. I can't say much about it, but I guess you can try and imagine. I guess what I can say is this is the first step in a series of steps that we're taking to basically get the Cassiar South part of our property in development. Now, you're asking me, what to expect in the next 12 months. One thing, and the first one, is actually taking a series of steps to develop Cassiar South. The first one of all is actually, drilling. So we'll open camp in about just over a week from now, and
Oh,
we'll
wow,
start.
great.
So we'll start drilling in a couple of weeks or so. The drills will be turning, and we're looking to drill both Cassiar South as well as continue to expand the Cassiar North, the Taurus deposit, where we have the 2.3 or 2.6 million ounces at Yukos, and some of the other outlying targets to continue to uncover the gold riches we have in our district scale land package. Other than that, we have
Let me interrupt you a little bit. Just Cassiar South, explain that to all of our viewers and listeners. What do you got there? And you're drilling it out to expand the resource more?
So the Cassiar Gold Project, our flagship project in Northern British Columbia, really it's two projects in one. We have the Cassiar North, which is known for its Taurus deposit, where we have the entirety of the resource. So we have 2.3 million ounces combined at 1.01 grams per ton combined, starting at surface, with 91% of the ounces at surface, and the deposit is open for expansion laterally and at depth. We see multiple targets similar to Taurus, Newcoast, Snow Creek, Owrock, Oakville, Lucky. Our objective is to get to at least 5 million ounces there, but we see potential for a lot more. And our
5
goal
million
there.
ounces in the north, correct?
Correct, correct.
Wow.
And
Okay, so you're sitting on a lot of gold. With what do you have in the south, just to recap?
so in the south, what we have is, and we're doing like a dual kind of parallel strategy. The south, we have four of our five best producing mines. We have most of our portals are there, about 15 portals and 25 kilometers of underground development already in place. Historically produced over 300,000 ounces at an average of 16 grams per ton. The
A
veins are
year,
about
correct?
th that's in total.
Okay.
The veins are about 3 meters wide, And we have mine permit there as well. We have fully owned and permitted mill, 300 ton per day.
Let me
We
interrupt you on that, and I keep on interrupting you. That's
No
really,
problem.
really crucial news that you got a permitted mine in BC and you have a mill that's permitted, correct?
That's correct.
That's
So,
very rare. In
and
fact,
it
I
would
don't
be
think,
extremely rare.
I don't think there's many of you out there like that. Go
No,
ahead.
there's not controlled by like a major or mid-tier. There's probably a couple of them in BC, and probably a handful of them across Canada. It's extremely valuable that the mill is in good condition, and with 300 ton per day, at say 15 grams per ton, which is lower than the historical grade that we've produced. That's about 45,000 ounces of potential output there per year.
Right.
So we've drilled, these veins. We have the underground workings taking us straight into the end mine sections of the veins. We've extended all the past producing vein systems, which there are four of them that we know of so far. So we'll continue to expand those, and we'll also gonna potentially be looking for line discovery of parallel and stacked veins, which in our district they can occur every 400 to 600 meters, and we have a 9 kilometer strike length, and also potential for stacking, which could be multiple of these veins. And for example, the main mine produced, just the main mine alone, which is one of the vein systems, produced about 150,000 ounces at 17 grams per ton historically. So that's something that we see as quite an attractive bootstrap opportunity for the company as well, to get us into cash flow, see that we could get that mill fired up and up and running within 24 months, and potentially even sooner with the option for the direct ship order, so as the SIB.
Okay, so let me just recap just so I understand you. Really, the strategy is to get into production within the next 24 months, and then you are expanding really the south with what you already have, but also you're going up to Taurus, the north, really to expand the resources. And you think the resource, and you think you have 5 million in the north, correct?
Well, that's our target. We see the potential actually being much big, potentially much bigger than that. At the current resource at a 0.3 cutoff grade, which is probably the industry average, that's just under 2.6 million ounces, and it's starting at surface.
Okay.
And we've only drilled and this is the Taurus deposit, where we have, it occupies just over 1 square kilometer of a 600 square kilometer land package. So there's potential for a lot more. There's a lot of evidence of gold at surface in mapping and sampling, also in drilling, geophysical anomalies. But the north we see as a 5-year development timeline, so it's going to take a little bit longer. The south has the potential to get us into cash flow much, much sooner.
Got it. And so then that's really the strategy. And the near term strategy is to get into production so you start cash flowing within the next 24 months while you're a
Continue to
dualistic
advance the
strategy.
north.
Yep, expanding the
Correct.
resource. Fantastic. And with all this money you raised, you have the cash now to do this. Is that correct? Is that what you're telling me?
That's right. That's right. And we have also, metallurgical studies coming imminently. We have a PEA. We hired Ausenco to do a PEA for Taurus alone. That's probably coming out July, August.
Soon.
And yeah, exactly. And obviously, starting in probably late August, early September, we'll start releasing the drill results from drilling. And in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of news flow into both sides of the property as well. And for the south, there's only so much I can say. This is the strategy, but you'll probably see a lot of news flow as we start ticking the boxes and advancing towards development in the south as well.
Okay, fantastic. So I got my notes here and I'm writing notes down. Give me on the back of an envelope what you can say, what you got again. And to all my viewers and listeners, Marco's been on several times. He is a sponsor. Cassiar Gold is a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. And I am also an investor. But on the back of an envelope, give me a total that you can say what you think you got and what you think you can get into production.
Well, I can only talk about the resource that we have, which is a Taurus deposit that's, just under 2.6 million ounces,
Got it.
starting at surface. The potential, we have
That's
a target
crazy
of,
starting at surface.
yeah, it's, the most economic, it's the most economic way to mine is when we have gold at surface, very little overburden. We have about 10 meters. The PEA is going to give a very good initial picture of, the economics of Taurus, and we'll continue expanding from that. We'll continue to make it bigger. We'll advance through the different economic studies to eventually put it in production in about 5 years, which is our strategy there for the north. And that's really where the big prize is, because the high grade in the south has very juicy grades, but the output potential is substantially smaller. In the north, we see output potential of 200,000 ounces per year or more. So, especially when you consider where the valuation is for the company, I think our last I checked, enterprise value per ounce in the ground is about $29. The re-rate potential is massive. And that's why, insiders have been, buying stock in the open market and, putting money into the company through warrant and warrant exercise and other mechanisms as well.
Got it. Okay. So about all that, insiders, you have a lot of skin in this game, correct?
Absolutely. I just, a couple of weeks ago, just put in another 170 grand into the company. I've put over $1.5 million into the company, hard cash. Other insiders substantially higher than me as well. We're true believers in this project. The valuation is also an overrated as well. Again, we're just in the early stages of uncovering the gold riches in our district. So, there's a lot of upside where we are. And when you see, when you just look at the north, you see projects that have similar resource size and maybe no permits, no infrastructure, no mill. These companies trade at 300, 400 million market cap.
What's your market cap?
Our market cap right now, it's about 75 million, 80 million Canadian.
So you're at a discount of about, they're trading about five times roughly what you guys are currently trading at, correct?
That's right.
It all sounds really good here, Marco. But let me go back a little bit. You buy in the open market, correct, as well when you see value?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember I was looking. So the stock is trading Canadian dollars is about 55, 57 cents today. I remember a couple of years ago buying at 18 cents, and I was just scratching my head why are people selling at these prices? And I was just I was just picking it up. You can see all the transactions because it's mandatory. We as insiders, we report all the insider transactions, and it's really a no-brainer. Of course, it's a lot more attractive to also participate in private placements when you have warrants attached to it. But I think those days are gone. There's a couple of placements where I put $200,000 on each placement. It gave me the warrant. It was 100% premium on the warrant, but I find it very juicy, given, it's, the low valuation. So it's really a no brainer. And that's why, I have so much skin in the game. And, I think, my personal exposure to Casser is probably, 70% of my, total net worth.
Got it. So, one of the questions, I had a conference here a couple of weeks ago, and one of the questions I got from, a lot of investors was, how often does the CEO go to the site? Tell me about that. How often have you been to Cassiar on site, boots on the ground? And what's your relationship with the First Nations? I know what you're going to say, but I want you to answer that anyways. And just off to all my viewers and listeners, you told me a story that you went, you spent a lot of time with the First Nations there. You went fishing with them, actually. Yeah. Just tell me about all that.
Yeah, well, in terms of going to site, when the camp is open, I don't spend more than, a month and a half or so without putting my foot on site. So I would say, one month and a half to maximum 2 months if the camp is open. In terms of the First Nation, yeah, we have, an excellent relationship. We're very blessed. We have a group that's very supportive. They want to see this mine in operation as soon as possible. So do we. We want to advance in a lot that, the economic opportunities, the employment opportunities, the value that, this mine, will bring to the community and all the stakeholders and the shareholders as well. And we meet regularly. We're always in constant communication, sharing, anything in advance that, might be, an issue or not. We've done fishing trips. We meet, at sites. meeting the community. We do updates with the community with all of our activities. We do updates in Vancouver. We're just in constant communication, because that's really critical to make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page. We're all pulling in the same direction, you know, making sure that any issues that might arise, because any relationship comes always with some challenges here and there, to make sure that they're, you know, properly and timely addressed, so that we can all benefit from, you know, the wonderful riches that this district holds for us.
Got it. So another question, and answer this that you can appropriately. Who's what mid-tier and large players are around you? Just looking at a map. And I say that with respect, because BC is so well endowed. The issue with BC is it can be longer to get a permit to mine which is what you have. And then it's also you need an appropriate team that can navigate relationships with the First Nations when you're in BC. You have all that, and so it's very attractive. And so I'm just curious, who's around you? Because it looks like a very attractive asset.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing asset, and you know, we realized that, you know, a long time ago, and it just keeps on giving. And you see that by, you know, the drill results and all the work that we've been done and sharing with the public. Neighbors. So the closest mine to us in operation is just south of us. We have the Red Chris mine, which is majority owned by Newmont. Newmont being, you know, say, the largest gold producer on the planet, at least in the Western Hemisphere, or in the Western world. And that's one of the most significant mines. They have two additional mines in BC, also relatively close to us, the Bruce Jack mine, which is used to be called, it was an independent company, it was acquired for, I think, 3.2 billion a few years ago. It was called Pretium. They have about 7 million ounces, if I'm not mistaken.
7 million ounces, and they got acquired for 2.3 billion.
3.2.
I'm just doing the math.
Yeah. And this was back in the day when, you know, the gold prices will probably never see again, when, you know, gold was $1,500, $2,000. Obviously, we're in a very different environment. So Newmont. North of us, we have the Silvertip mine, which is owned by Kerr Mining. And, you know, because we have other Golden Triangle plays, we have juniors like Seabridge, you know, Tudor, you know, Thesis, Snowline. Snowline is, you know, way further away from us. And of course, they have a beautiful deposit, which is actually, a lot of people fail to realize, it's actually lower grade than ours. And they also have, they don't have, obviously, no infrastructure, no mine permits. It's all kind of air supported. Although, you know, the deposit is quite, you know, it's quite nice and getting bigger. And I'm guessing it's going to continue to get bigger as well.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned you're going to have a lot of news hitting over the next few weeks, few months, if not few weeks. Walk me through that. Why should investors be, what should they be paying attention to, and what you can comment on, what do you have dropping?
Yeah. First of all, is just the size of our district and the potential. The fact that we have mine permits, that we have infrastructure, electricity, paved roads straight to the deposit, access roads, just the infrastructure alone is worth several times our market cap. So just the re-rate potential, we're talking about the valuation to some of our peers with similar deposit size, similar grade. But just the re-rate potential is very, very significant. And we have all of these added benefits on having mine permits, the permit build, infrastructure, etc. We have a team that has done it before, it comes in the mine builders. And then, like, we have all these catalysts that, you know, ahead of us as we invest, you know, the different parts of our property, you know, Cassiar or of course production at, you know, different speeds to the ultimate goal, which is to be in production. You know, especially with Cassiar South, a lot of people are going to be quite excited because, you know, we initiated, you know, the first of many steps to get that into development, and you know, that will put us in the situation that, you know, we might not need to dilute ever again. So that's a very unique position, and you can use that to self-fund the development of the north, for example, Taurus and the outlying targets, you know, to eventually become, you know, potentially, who knows, a mid-tier or maybe even bigger.
Got it. Okay, so next, this summer, do you have essays coming out?
Yeah, so... In terms of catalysts right ahead of us, metallurgical studies coming imminently. We'll start drilling, in a couple of weeks as well. We'll have the PEA, which we hired Ausenco, the largest engineering firm on the planet for mining gold deposits. It should be coming out in July, August. In September, we'll start releasing the drill results. We've committed to at least 10,000 meters of drilling. There's a very high chance we're going to be expanding that substantially. So for that, and there's going to be a lot of news flow. I can't say much about Cassiar South right now, but you'll see. Pay attention for all the milestones that we'll be achieving on regarding Cassiar South and the development of that. I think this dual strategy, I think it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows, and I think it's going to make our shareholders extremely happy as well.
Well, excellent. Marco, if people want to do more due diligence on you, how do they do that? If they want to buy you, trade you, what's your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
Sure. So cassiargold.com, our website, has a lot of information there. We have very complete information on corporate presentation. We have a short, we have a long, we have a technical, we have videos, you have fly-throughs. You can see a lot of things there. In terms of exchanges, we're trading main exchanges, the Toronto Stock Exchange. We trade under ticker GLDC. We also trade in the US on the OTCQX under CGLCF. We're actually also looking into a list into one of the top two exchanges in the US. So that might even come in, before the year end as well. We're also trading in Frankfurt, in Europe, under 756 Cassiar Gold. So a lot of trading venues. Extremely undervalued, a lot of information out there, and we have a team, investor relations and marketing that and myself, I'm always talking to investors, clarify any questions, so that people are comfortable in following insiders and management and board in buying the stock, which is what we're doing right now.
Excellent. Marco, want to thank you so much. Love to have you on again really soon as the news hits or whenever you feel is appropriate. To all my viewers and listeners, check them out. I'll put everything that Marco said in the show notes below on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Thanks a lot, Marco. Let's meet again real soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.